Blog Talk Radio.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to our Off the Cuff Business on the Edge show on Blog Talk Radio. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge and Small Business Problem Solving. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the UC. LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our new Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business email. Can you guys hear me out there? There'll probably be a slight delay, so let me just make sure that we're all on air here. We're doing something a little bit new here. We're off the cuff, so if you cannot hear me, is anything coming through our speaker out there? Can you guys hear me online? Just let me know. Give me some feedback. Call in. We are at the 8th Annual Arab Women's Conference in San Francisco. This is hosted by the Arab Cultural Community Center. I'm excited about being here. This is a totally new event for us, but we're totally excited about being here in the house. So we want to make sure that you guys are hearing us out there. Jackie, can you call in for me and let me know whether or not you guys can hear me? So let's check in and make sure that we've got the information connection that we need to have, the communication connection that we need to have out here and track this specific show is about Arab women in media and the voices in this. Now, we're gonna change up our connections in just a minute, just in case people cannot hear us. So let me just double check. And we're going to go to a quick commercial check. I know we just got into the show, but I just want to make sure that everyone can hear us. Maram standing over here. Hey, Maram, come here for just a second. Can you connect with some of the people out there that are tuned in, that are here, whether or not they're making sure that they're hearing me through their headsets and stuff like that? Can you hear me? Yes, let me know. We have a different connection today, and I want to make sure that we are live and we are...
There's a delay.
You can hear me. Great. There should be a delay. We're not coming through the speaker like I intended. That would be good, too, if we were, but that's all right. We do what we need to do. So I am going to bring on our first caller. And let me just say this before I do this. I want to first thank our listeners for tuning in. You are always, always awesome out there. We appreciate it. If you downloaded the show, we appreciate your listenership. It's always fun to be here. It's always fun to be here. To be back there. So this is something that means that we're just kind of out there. What happens with you is you forget it's with you. But we do appreciate your listenership. We do work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and growth. You can always dial into this show, especially when you're live on air. You can question and comment on air at 347-884-9043. That's 347-884-9043. So call in. I don't care where you're at on the planet. Call in. Let's talk about the Arab women in media. And they are bringing it strong. They just empower women out here, power type. They cannot hear us. Okay, so let me just do this. Let me change some things up really quick here. And we're going to make sure that everyone can hear us. Just give me just a second. We're going to go to a commercial break to be able to do that. We'll be right back.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge. Keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m.
part of Money 2.0 right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
We are back. I just want to make sure that those that are tuned in can hear us. I am going to double check. How's your feed? Can you hear me? It is going to be a delay, so just so you know, okay, great. So I think our connection to the speakers, because we wanted to be able to connect with you live. And again, if you're just tuning in, you're tuning into actually the Blog Talk radio show, our extended radio show from AM 1220 KDOW. I am Margaret Jackson, your show host. And this show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. You can always connect again with us at Twitter Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our new Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, and our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. And always, always, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions and comments. You know, sometimes with the Blog Talk radio shows, you know, you always have a little technical difficulty here and there because you're trying things new. You want the people, even at the location when we're doing these off-the-cuff events, you want them to be able to hear you live and on speaker, and so that didn't work for us. But if you are just tuning in, we're having an exciting time here at the 8th Annual Arab Women's Conference, excuse me. It is hosted by the Arab Cultural Community Center. I am excited about being here. And it looks like, you know what I love about this, is there's this diversity here, which is fantastic. And so I am looking forward to connecting with some of the ladies here and sharing a little bit about this event in just a moment. I'd like to share a quote with you really quick. People grow through experience. If they meet life honestly and courageously, this is how character is built. And that is Eleanor Roosevelt, a woman titan. I like women titans. That is just who we are these days. Men are not just the titans. Women are titans. So, guys, just, you know, move over. We're here. You need to embrace that and understand that, you know, we need you to cheerlead for us sometimes. This event is the Arab Women's Conference. It is in San Francisco, Bay Area, Silicon Valley, at the St. Mary's Cathedral Event Center, hosted by the Arab Cultural and Community Center. Exciting, exciting, exciting times. I want to bring on my first guest, Soraya, the Executive Director of the Arab Cultural and Community Center, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the purpose, the goal of this event, how did it come into existence, and what's next is what we want to hear about. So I am going to go to my first caller here.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi. Soraya, how are you? How are you, Soraya?
Good, thank you.
I am excited about being here. You're putting on a fantastic event. This is the 8th annual event. Can you tell our listeners and those that'll hear this Blog Talk show about this event here in San Francisco?
Sure. So the Arab Women's Conference is an annual event that the Arab Cultural and Community Center curates every year. And our purpose is to bring together women and friends of our community to really address specific issues every year, and this year we chose to highlight Arab women and the media, and all of our guests are professionals in the media field, to be on social media, on the radio, on news live stream programs, and our purpose was to bring them together to really address issues that are facing Arab women today and how they're pertinent for us and what we can do about it.
You know, this is exciting because, you know, as an American, we have this perspective, and I think it's a wrong perspective, and I'm learning that more, even being at this event today, with regards to Arab women and the culture of your community. We have this thought that, you know, the Arab women are really not progressive, or they're not able to be progressive because of their male counterparts. And so, but what I'm seeing here today, that there is much more going on within the infrastructure of the Arab community. There's much more going on with the Arab women, and this is absolutely fantastic. Can you educate us a little bit more in terms of America, in terms of what the Arab women of the world are doing?
Absolutely. So we wanted to show that Arab women are diverse, are powerful, are resilient, and are doing amazing work to change the world. We have, for example, entrepreneurs that are bringing social impact investors that are bringing different perspective and creating new tools like Barak Abed Endeavor that is showcasing good news from the Middle East to really challenge the narrative on Arab women and show all the amazing work that Arabs are doing across the world. And so this project, for example, from Rama Shakaki is really special, and it deserves to be on the stage today. We have women that are doing really special work using social media and the news, like the program Agent Stream from Al Jazeera English, and they will be talking about how live social media can be used in the news. We have Hannah Baba from the Top Radio that does like ethnic shows on diverse communities of the Bay Area, and really it's about bringing a diverse voice of Christians and Muslims, of secular people, really from all different backgrounds together, and show the work that they're doing. And without us creating this, there wouldn't be really a platform for Americans to be in contact with so amazing work. And this is what the work of the Arab Cultural Center is all about, really showcasing wellness and culture of the Arab community and the Arab, the American community in general.
You know what? You make a great point. And I'll wrap up with you here in just a second. I have several other callers that I'd like to get on air and some of the attendees and vendors that I want to talk to. But you make a great point. We don't think that we can come to this type of event. And so, you know, and being an American here and being a Black American here, I have gotten to learn so much about the Arab community. And I think, you know, we have to start coming to these events. And you're right, there's such a diversity here and such a warm embrace. I want to say just embracing the diversity of women and men and religions. And so I want to salute you and what you're doing and keep up the great work. And so what would you say to the rest of the community out there in terms of participating in these types of events in the future?
Well, I would invite everybody to sign up on our newsletter on the arabculturalcenter.org and support our programming, because we are an amazing institution that does not have any barrier of ethnicity, of political background, of religion, and we're really unique in the U.S. And without the support of people, we wouldn't be able to do this work here. And all of the communities need to have more pertinent knowledge about the Arab communities, and it's for the benefit of everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, everyone, thank you for listening in. This is Soraya, the Executive Director of the Arab Cultural and Community Center. If you want more information with regards to connecting with the Arab Cultural Community Center, you can go to www.arabculturalcenter.org and connect or support and just get diverse. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm going to go to another caller, and we're going to keep talking about this fantastic event that you're having here today.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air with Margaret Jackson. Who am I speaking with? Hello. You're on the air.
Hi,
Magdalena. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am fantastic. This is a very cool event. Now you're here. What are you doing here at the Arab Cultural event? Tell us a little bit about what your experience is here and how you're participating in this event.
So we are here to support all of the wonderful women in this awareness. But I'm also here on behalf of Tier 5. I'm a music company. We are just wanting to give a helping hand where it's needed. And you also realize that 70% of wealth control is under control of women, but catch that a lot of the women that make the financial decisions. So we're kind of here to connect women and the finances together and kind of educate and empower where we can.
This is awesome. You're breaking up just a little bit. I'm not sure what your signal is in terms of your location, but I think it's fantastic. Now, you're here with New York Life and also in support of the Arab Cultural Center. What would you, you know, I just got done talking to the executive director. I think that this event is fantastic. I've seen the diversity from religious diversity to, you know, some of the cultural diversity in terms of ethnicity. I see gender diversity here. I've seen children here, you know. And so you guys have really done something fantastic. So how would we get, you know, in terms of this, how would you get other people here in terms of the future? This is the 8th annual event. Would you recommend other diversities to come to this particular type of event?
Yes, I definitely would. I think the entire community is good for kids to learn and become a little bit more aware about what's going on in the world. Great place. Kind of, you get to learn and create a relationship with everybody that's here and get to learn another culture. So rather than just going off of the head,
you know what, you broke up just a little bit. I could not understand what you were saying. I did get the part that yes, you would invite other cultures here, and that it would be an opportunity for them to. You know what? We really need to be educated about other cultures. I think that's one of the things
we
that keep us divided. Right. It causes a divide, and when you're not clear on the different cultures and what they're doing, whether it's the black or Muslim or Arabs or Hispanics or Caucasian, I think that we are now in this global community, and that we have to learn about one another.
My comment to that is, it's 2015. We have to put the phones down and just get back to one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to go to Magdalena. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're breaking up just a little bit, and I am going to go to some other callers. I would like you to call back in. I think you're an interesting conversationalist. But we're going to go to a commercial. Pay the bills a little bit here. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, radio show host for AM 1220 KDOW Radio, extended on Blog Talk Radio, and stay tuned for more.
Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KDOW 182.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive women in business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club, and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
We are back on air, and we are here live in San Francisco, the heart of Silicon Valley. Actually, the heart of Silicon Valley is San Jose. We are here at the 8th Annual Arab Women's Conference, and it is absolutely fascinating, fantastic. The women around here, these are some power women, power titans. They are amazing. And so we're going to go to another caller and let them talk a little bit about what's going on here at the Arab Women's Conference. And this is on Women in Media, Arab Women in Media. Great diversity here. We're going to go to another caller here. Hi, you're on the air with Margaret Jackson. How are you?
Hi, am I on the air right now?
You are, and you're amazingly clear. Awesome. Yes, you are on the air right now. So who am I speaking with?
Margaret, you are speaking to Yuki Togawa. It is great to be with your audience, Margaret. You have an incredible show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is so amazing, this event. And the diversity that I've seen here today is absolutely fascinating. I think, you know, I said earlier, as a Black woman, to be able to participate, I wouldn't have thought on my own without the invitation to come that I would think that it's not for me, it's for Arab women. But you guys have opened the doors up for everyone. So how are you participating in the event today?
This is wonderful. This is wonderful. We are having a beautiful day. For those of you who are listening from far away, we're under the blue sky here in the heart of San Francisco, the starting point of United Nations, where we talk about human rights. The real heart, the real intellect of this country actually are found here, and I am an activist myself, and it's a pleasure to be here at this happening.
I love it. I love it. And there's so many training tracks and workshops going on today. I see children around, and if you're hearing kids cry in the background, I think, and here's my thing, is I love bringing children to events, to adult events, because they learn professionalism. They learn what their parents are doing. They learn what it's like to be in the world of business. And so, what can you tell us, and what can you tell the audience in terms of really connecting? And you're saying you're an activist. So tell us a little bit about that and how that ties into everything that's happening today.
Well, we have a nice bag of mix of people. It's actually getting more diverse every year. I've been coming to this conference for quite a while now. We started off on a small location on Mission Street, and now we're in a very large space now, and I think every year it's still going to grow. I welcome anybody who thinks about unity, who thinks about harmony, who thinks about coexistence.
Right.
Yes.
That is, and
yes.
And we don't do that enough. And I'm thinking about how, you know, I think this term that I hear from time to time about America, that America's a melting pot. I don't think America's a melting pot. I think America is a nice, tall green salad, you know, with different types of vegetables and different types of, or a great stew with all of the different things. You have carrots and you have onions, you have radishes, you have all of this diversity, and that's what makes it so wonderful. And so
it's history.
Yes. Absolutely. We're seeing the change within our government and leadership. So I want to commend the Arab women. And you know what? The vibe here is so kind of cool. You know, there's this power woman vibe in this place that I really, really dig. I think it is absolutely fantastic. You guys,
you
know what? The Arab women have been misunderstood by the American people and the population. We've gotten the information wrong. This is a media conference today, and you know, sometimes the media, you know, things aren't reported accurately. But I can tell you now, and those that are listening in on this show, that Arab women are power women for sure.
Yeah, right. And then your radio station is evidence that we're going to do this.
Absolutely. You on your way somewhere.
Yes.
I, that's a popular phrase that I use that you're on your way somewhere and you're taking your children with you. We're educating and you're educating the men in terms of interacting with you, not just as women and wives, but as, as power women and power titans. So I think this is fantastic. I love it. And you know what? This event is going on for the next 3 hours. If you are in the San Francisco Bay Area and you want to pop by, you can come on by and register right here at the entrance. They have tickets still available if you want to come in and just interact and just see for yourself. We are at, what's the location here? We are at the St. Mary's Cathedral in San Francisco. And that's 1111 Gold Street in San Francisco. And that's spelled G-O-U-G-H. And you can come out and connect. Men as well. You guys have men here today.
Right.
What's up with that?
And we have babies all the way up to great-grandmothers of all ethnicities. It's just fantastic.
Fantastic.
I wish the rest of the world would do the same thing we're doing here.
This is fantastic. I couldn't have chosen a better word. So what I'm going to do is thank you for calling in, dialing in, and I'm going to go to the next caller, and I'm going to give the contact information again if you want to connect.
Yes. And then I just wanted to add there, in case we do have any Japanese Americans listening today, you know, during the World War II and after the World War II, the Japanese Americans had it hard. And I'm going to make sure that the Arabic Community Culture Center is going to become a very thriving, culturally stimulating place. And I'm hoping to bring different kind of ethnicity background Chamber of Commerce in here to build this. Thank you very much for having me. You have a wonderful show. You made my day today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in and dialing in. That is absolutely fantastic.
Yes,
have a great day.
That was a very touching experience. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to go to our next caller because they are calling in, and I don't want you to miss a beat. Okay, so you are on the air with Margaret Jackson. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Margaret. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Good. This is Hanan Rashid, and I'm here at the Arab Women's Conference in San Francisco. As you said, beautiful day, beautiful location. The St. Mary's Cathedral is absolutely stunning. All these beautiful Easter vibes in the air and all this diversity in age, religion, and culture here. It's beautiful. It's so wonderful to see how California is so embracing and so welcoming of other cultures, to see all people from all ages and backgrounds here bonding and wanting to learn more about the Arab woman.
Sure.
This, for me, breaks the stereotypes and the xenophobia we have from each other and builds the amazing bridges that the Arab cultural, literally, you know, the Arab women always strive to build. So thank God for this, and we're very blessed and we're very honored to be here with all these wonderful people that we are learning so much through the Arab Cultural Center and the conference today.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think you're spot on with regards to the misunderstanding in terms of the Arab women and even the Arab world. And so we need to learn. I want to learn. I like talking about the hot topics. I like bringing a spotlight to a conversation that maybe we're not having. And we have to have more conversations like this. And we have to have more events that we're alerting the community and says, you are invited. I'm so glad that I was invited to the event today, and whatever I can do to help support the education of what the Arab women are doing, places like the cultural center, the Arab cultural center that women and the community can connect with. I am all for that. I think what you guys have done today, you have managed to bring such a diverse crowd in a place that I would not have suspected it.
You're amazing, and we are honored by your presence, because by you giving us this time on the air, you're one of the wheels that are enforcing this togetherness and this bonding, and that we are one, and it's not us against them. We're all of us, the good people, against whoever tries to come in and build that, you know, bad relationship. You know, we're all here. We're all Americans. We all come in from beautiful backgrounds. And the beautiful thing about this country, it is a melting pot, and it is welcoming. And so we just need to keep pushing forward positively with love and include everyone. And hopefully someday we can conquer, and just all we do is spread love and friendship among everybody. So we thank you for being here, Margaret. We thank you for giving us this time on the air. And we're very honored to see you today, and hopefully you can come in every women's conference.
Would love it. Thank you so much for calling in. And we're going to go to our next caller in just a moment. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to get back on air here at the 8th Annual Arab Women's Conference in San Francisco in Silicon Valley. If you're not here, you're missing it. If you want to come out, they're here for another 3 hours at the St. Mary's Cathedral in San Francisco. That address is 1111 Gulf Street, San Francisco. Come out. You can hear the women in the background. You can hear all of the hustle and bustle, the kids, the children. I think it's fantastic. Let's go to a quick break, and then we'll come back with our next caller.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club, and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Oh, I'm back at the 8th Annual Arab Women's Cultural, I keep saying cultural, but it's the 8th Annual Arab Women's Conference, and it is hosted by the Arab Cultural Community Center. This is so fantastic. There's such diversity here. I just can't say enough about how magnificently that they have put this conference on. They're at the St. Mary's Cathedral, Arabs. At the St. Mary's Cathedral, there's the diversity, the welcoming, the being in a place that I wouldn't even guess, you know. So we need to reconsider and rethink and get connected to the right people like the Arab Cultural Center and understand that there's some misconceptions about the community, about how they think with regards to connecting with other religious groups and connecting with women, connecting with men, and connecting with children. It is absolutely a diverse platform here today. And I'm going to bring on my next caller, and I am looking forward to hearing more about this event and the experiences that some of the attendees are having. Hi, you're on the air with Margaret Jackson.
Hi, Margaret. This is Jackie Welch of Cairo Life Coaching.
Jackie, you're awesome. You never miss a beat, girl. You were on my last show at San Jose State University. I love it when you call in. And so now you're here at the Arab Cultural, and I keep saying cultural, but it's the 8th Annual Women's Conference. What did you think?
Oh, my goodness. Just the energy, Margaret. What I have really enjoyed is that during the lunch hour, I had a chance to go around and just really kind of connect and network with so many of the attendees here. And you would be surprised at how many women are so interested in the coaching. They're interested in being able to move their career forward. I had a chance to speak to a young lady who was actually a college student, and she really felt like she was in transition. She was in transition because she's not really sure of what she wants to do, right? She's going to school for one thing. She really, really wanted to spend her career doing that. I had a chance to speak to another individual here. She works for the federal government. She's been there 13 years, and she's just really feeling like she's stuck. She's not learning on her job. She's not growing.
Right.
So we had a wonderful dialogue regarding the value of coaching, and I'm really looking forward to engaging with these young ladies.
Right. Well, you know what? You are amazing just in and of yourself.
and in this event today, did you feel the energy in terms of the women, in terms of their that power feeling, that titan, that they are certainly sure of who they are as women, and that they're that this misconception of what America has had of Arab women, I feel a power synergy here.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I really love in terms of just how they support each other. You know, I really enjoy seeing the kids out. I think that this event today really just shows a true sense of community. Not only is it about the women, but it's also about the ERIC organization being able to give back to the community and making sure that the next generation is well-positioned as well, which is always so important, right? Everybody wants to leave a legacy, and your legacy will always start by you engaging your children at an early age.
Absolutely. And you see children all over the place here. Absolutely fantastic. In fact, if you want to connect with the Arab Cultural Center, you can go to www.arabculturalcenter.org. You can support and you can connect. You don't have to be in the area if you're not sure where to connect in other states or communities. I'm sure they can give you that information, but it is certainly about giving back to the community. We are here again at the St. Mary's Cathedral here in San Francisco, California. This is fantastic. And I'm going to tell you, Jackie, I'm going to connect with the next caller, but this is absolutely fantastic. And you always impact where you're at. And we had this conversation today while you were doing your networking, that coaches are valuable, and people misunderstand the value of a coach and think that getting information and getting insight is not something worthy of paying for. And you really need to understand that coaches are worthy of helping put you in a situation that you're getting insight, you're getting feedback.
That's really important, Margaret. Yes, because I always like to use the metaphor of when people go to the gym, right? If they're not getting the results that they want, they go and they hire a personal trainer, right? So what is the difference between that personal training getting you to your physical results versus you hiring a life coach to get you to your professional results? It's the exact same metaphor, okay? You make the investment in a personal trainer. When you look at a life coach, we're doing the exact same thing, helping you to accelerate the results that you want in your life.
Absolutely. And you know, I like to call you Miss Cairo. Miss Cairo, time is running out. That's the name of Jackie Welch's certified life coach, Jackie Welch's business and website. You can connect with her at www.cairolifecoaching.com. And she has a webinar out there on time management. And I'm going to tell you, she gives you some insight that can help you stay on track. And if you're struggling staying on track, go out there, invest in it. She's got a special deal out there for you. So connect with her at www.cairolifecoaching.com, because Miss Cairo, you are no joke, and time is certainly running out.
Running out. Thank you, Margaret. Thank you. It's a wonderful event today. Please come out and support it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are on a roll. We have about 20 minutes before we are off air. And so we're going to bring on another caller, and then we're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to give you an opportunity to call in. If you are listening to this show and you're out there and you're not at this event, or you're listening somewhere else in the world or in the United States, you can dial in at 347-884-9043. That's 347-884-9043. This is Margaret Jackson. I am the radio show host, business coach for AM 1220 KDOW Bay Area, Silicon Valley, Bay Area's number one business and finance leader. And so we are off the cuff here on Blog Talk Radio, our extended show. We do for fun. We go to events, and we have a great time doing it. But connect with us for sure. I'm going to go to our next caller here. You are on the air with Margaret Jackson. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Margaret. This is Beth Digger.
Hi, Beth. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm really loving this event that I came to today.
I love it as well. And, you know, we've been talking about the diversity. We've seen it all. We've seen, you know, in terms of gender diversity, religious diversity, you know, we're looking at you know, in terms of age diversity,
you know, race diversity. What have you gotten out of this event today, and how are you participating today?
Oh, okay. Well, I came out here to support the Arab community. A dear friend of mine is here today, and so I'm representing my health and wellness business. I think what even more exciting about that is just supporting this great event with the Arab community. I am so impressed with not only the diversity, but with the quality of women that I have met today. They have a lineup of speakers today that have phenomenal biographies. So it's been really a thrill to be here today, and I'm just loving the ladies that I'm meeting today. It's been time well spent. It's a beautiful day in San Francisco, beautiful spring day at St. Mary's Cathedral. So
absolutely great. Absolutely. And there was something to learn here today about the Arab community.
I'm sorry, say again?
I said there was absolutely something to learn about the Arab community. I mean, I've learned a lot just, you know, being here and getting a better understanding of the Arab community. And I think we need that, Beth, you know, that you know, we as Americans, we need to understand better of the Arab community and how we can, you know, bridge those gaps, as one of the callers said. There needs to be some bridging on some of the gaps.
Absolutely, of course, gaps. You know. And it's all communities. I mean, you know, this one today is the Arab community, but America is such an amazing country of so many diverse cultures from around the world. It's wonderful. And, I mean, today we're experiencing just the Arab community, but it does. It's wonderful to be here to see the challenges that they face, the things that they take on passionately. And, I mean, some of these women here, you know, they're representing journalism and they're working with underprivileged children and health and wellness. And I mean, it's just amazing what I've been learning today. I'm so impressed with what they're doing. It's really a great organization, and I love the representation that's here today. I know that we're getting down to just a few hours left in the day for the event, but if people are near St. Mary's today, they could certainly come by and pay a visit.
Oh, absolutely. If you are in the area, come by for a visit. Absolutely fantastic. Again, we are at 1111, that's 41, on Gulf Street, G-O-U-G-H Street, in San Francisco, California. San Francisco Street is right here at the St. Mary's Cathedral today with the Arab 8th Annual Women's Conference on Women and Media. Fantastic. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some of the workshops that they're doing today. They've got several tracks. Thank you so much, Beth, for calling in. Now, you're with Armand.
Thank you.
You've got a vendor's booth here, so you're dealing with health and wellness and all of that. How can some of the listeners get connected with you? I don't want you to leave without giving us your contact information.
Oh, absolutely. You can email me, or actually, let me just give you my phone number. You can call me or text me. I'm Beth Digger, and my phone number is 831-915-7865, and that can be text or called on that number. But simply Arvon.com as well. It's a wonderful company, and if you want to call me or text me, I'll be happy to share my products and my business with you. Thanks, Margaret.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. That is Beth Digger with Arvon, and Beth is fantastic. She works with women and men all through the country with regards to the Arvon products. You can contact her again at 831-915-7865. That's 831-915-7865. Connect with her, and you will not regret it. And for you women that are going through that change, you want to call Beth quick, fast, and in a hurry. We're going to go to a commercial break. Thank you for tuning in. We've got about 15 minutes left. We're going to come back, and we're going to wrap it up.
Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KDOW 22.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
Magdalena.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220, KDOW.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club, and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
We are back at the 8th Annual Arab Women's Conference, and it is absolutely fantastic. And the focus today is women, Arab women, and media. And I have the board president of the Arab Cultural Community Center on air with me. How are you, Ben?
Good. Thank you very much, and thank you for being here today with us. It's a pleasure to have you.
I am so glad to be here with you today. Thank you for inviting me out. And can you share a little bit with our audience why this event is so important to the community and to the global community?
Well, it's important, first of all, because it's the media. It's the media, but in addition to that, we have our women really organizing that and recognizing today. I would like really to pay tribute to very famous Algerian writer. She passed away last month. Asia Tupac was well known all over the world as a writer, filmmaker, and a lecturer. So it's good to really send our own messages, our own narrative, and to tell people what we do and how we do things here. And the staff at the Arab Cultural Center, whether it's Toria, the executive director, and the staff are doing really great job today.
Well, I'm going to tell you, this event has been fantastic, and it is so good to see the diversity, to see the women, to see the men, the children, to see the different races, the different age groups. Absolutely phenomenal. You know, I have about 10 minutes before I'm off air, but can you tell us how we can get connected to you, or the community can get connected to you? What kind of support would you like to see at the Arab Cultural Community Center?
Well, basically, that's today's topic, the media. It's to spread the word. We have a website. It's the Arab Cultural Center, .org. We have, you can contact one of the staff, just like president of the Arab Cultural Center, .org. You can call, you can stop by our offices. Basically, we are open, and people are really to reflect the whole diaspora. And we are mixed of different ethnic groups, different religions, and different beliefs.
Sure.
And that's why we're trying really to focus on the media this year, because we find out that's really what makes people tick or move in this country.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for dialing in.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to the next caller. And
thank you for being here, Margaret. And it's a pleasure. And I'm sure we're going to see you again. Thank you. Okay,
yes,
enjoy
yes,
your
absolutely.
Day. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you. You are listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge radio show host, on the number one business and finance leader in the Bay Area. We are excited about being here. I'm excited about being here. And I'm going to tell you, here at the 8th Annual Women's Conference with a focus on women and media, and I am going to bring another caller on. I asked Magdalena to call back in because we couldn't understand everything that she was saying, and I want to share what she's doing, who she's representing here, and she has some very profound things to say. Hi, you're on the air with Margaret Jackson.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
I am fine, Magdalena. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. I cannot be happier. Today's turnout was great. I like to mention there's great variety of people here from age to race to men, women, children. So it's been a great experience so far as far as getting together and mingling with everybody.
I think it's fantastic, and I agree. I think it's been a great turnout. And now you're here also representing New York Life with Maram Alawad. And so what are you guys kind of sharing with the audience in terms of some of the products that you guys have? We haven't talked a little, you know, real in-depth in terms of some of the vendors and what they're sharing. So what are you guys sharing?
Yes, ma'am. So we're here not only to show support for the community and the fellow women here, but we're also wanting to empower and educate. It seems like it's about 70% of women control as far as the wealth that comes in and out of the home, but none of them are making it. You know, there's not a large quantity of women making the decisions financially. So we're kind of just here wanting to let women know that we're here to educate. If you have any questions, we're here to answer them. And we kind of just want women to take charge of their lives, their situation, their income, and their expenses. So whatever we can do as far as helping to meet financial goals and just, you know, answer questions, we're here.
Absolutely. Well, I think New York Life has some great products. Maram is absolutely fantastic. How can listeners get connected with you guys?
So we are all at the conference about women in media. We are on LinkedIn. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. Our hashtag for Instagram is Keep Good Going. We have NewYorkLife.com. You can check it out. Feel free to book on our LinkedIn. There are several pages. So media is the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And that keeps that saturation out there. Magdalena, thank you for being such a great sport, calling back in. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the conference, and we will connect again soon. Again, you're listening
thank
to
you
Margaret
so
Jackson.
Much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Again, you're listening to Margaret Jackson here in San Francisco at the 8th Annual Women's Arab Women's Conference. And it is a focus on Arab women in the media, and they are tight. The women here are very confident about who they are, very passionate about what they believe in, and there's a lot of advocacy here. There's a lot of diversity here, a lot of young people, which I love, I love, I love. If you're doing events, you need to invite the young people, because we need to raise up the next generation to take over this world. This is a global community now. And so we need to make sure that we're doing our part. I have about 5 minutes before I'm off air. And again, you're listening to Margaret Jackson, radio show host for AM 1220 KDOW. If you want to connect with my show on AM 1220 KDOW every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. prime time, we are on the edge. And next week, we're going to have Hill College on the edge with us. They got some things going on, and we want to save that college, and we want it to be around for another 125 years. Crazy stuff going on with it here in the state of California. So, you know, tune in and show your support for the school, the college next week. And again, that is 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can listen on www.kdow.biz if you are not in the state, if you're not in the nine Bay Area counties, and we're not kind of spilling over into your neck of the woods on that AM dial. You can connect with us at www.kdow.biz, or you can always connect and get our podcast, and you can also download this show. So if you are wanting to connect and you could not listen to this whole show, you can certainly download the podcast of it later. And so, again, this is Margaret Jackson. If you want to connect with me with any of our services, especially our club, our On the Edge Women in Business Club, is nationwide resources for the women in business. You can connect at www.businessontheedge.biz. And then we have links on the page that can connect you with the On the Edge Women in Business Club. We do have a new networking link for the men here in the Bay Area, you can be anywhere really and connect with the networking group. It's a modified door open for women who are in business with men, or men who just want to come to some of our networking off the cuff events. That's there for you as well. But in terms of this whole nationwide opportunity, we have an online members directory, and that directory, I encourage solicitation. Do business with one another. We do not have a door sign or a digital door sign that says no solicitation. This membership and this club is about connecting. It's about building new opportunities, long-term relationships, so you definitely want to connect with that. And I'm going to tell you, for the rate for this annual membership, I'm telling you, if you get one deal, you know, you probably will have, you know, fixed that rate. You know, I'm telling you. So get connected. Some of the other things that we have in terms of the preferred rate are the SMART business KPI program. SMART. You have to have SMART goals here, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, timely. And so what I've done is I put together some SMART goals for small businesses, and you have to have them. And I'm going to tell you now, if you don't have goals, if you don't have SMART achievable goals, and I'm going to tell you now, the corporations are using SMART goals for sure. They're using key performance indicators with regards to keeping their business online, on track, and going in the direction that it needs to go. We have an On the Edge Bucks rewards program, loyalty rewards program. So you want to connect with that. We have student sponsors level. So students are sponsored. We do not want young people, you know, young ladies paying for their membership. We do want that sponsored by a business person or a parent. Their membership is only $25 for the year. And, of course, we do have a promo code on the website. You get a 15% discount. And if you're at the event today, of course, you get a 15% discount as well. We have special invites to our exclusive women in business events, special guests to our guest speakers as well, to our women in business events, and then, of course, become an affiliated Business on the Edge trainer. That all has to do with whether or not you're active in the club. If you want to become an affiliated trainer, you cannot buy into that level. That is a premium membership status, so you have to earn that. So anyway, connect, use promo code T9N498MT and receive a 15% discount. If you didn't get that and could not understand what I was saying, it is on the Business on the Edge website, www.businessontheedge.biz. I always feel like I'm running a track race, a sprint when I'm on the edge here on Blog Talk Radio, our extended radio show. And again, that annual membership, just a drop in the bucket for you to get connected and make your way around the nation. So we are not you know what, the club is not a, you know, to take away from anything that you're already doing in terms of your connection points. This is just an added benefit, and so we have training resources, we have a small business concierge, we have so much inside that portal, we keep adding value to it. I've got 60 seconds, they're going to kick me off here. Again, tune in, www.businessonedge.biz, www.kdow.biz if you want to get that show. And we're going to go on three or four other networks. We'll let you know what those networks are when we launch those. And we're certainly going to do some Faith and Business on the Edge, because we want to help
all different diverse groups to do business well. Is that all right with you? And again, we are just out of here. Thank you for tuning in. It has been great. If you want to connect with the Arab Cultural and Community Center, go to www.arabculturalcenter.org. And whatever you do, dream big and think different. Thank you for tuning in, and have a mighty awesome day to all of the women out there and all the Titan women out there. You are women, power women, and power Titans. Thank you for tuning in, and we are out of here today. We're going to get out of here for you. I'm